So I'm going to do it. This is great. I love it so far. I got great advice. Yes, done.
You guys are great. You look really nice. Can I say that right off the top? You look really nice. I also got dressed up for you this evening. I went to a thrift shop. You can believe it, for $5, I got this amazing rash. Vintage is still a thing. I don't get it. Like, when do we call it vintage and when do we just call it old and used? Like my body. This is my 1976 metabolism right here. My knee has been refurbished. Even my personality has been repurposed. What was once cute and funny, it's now awkward and creepy. Have you ever noticed when someone's trying to be sexy on the television, they tug on the lower lip like this? You know who feels bad about this? The upper lip. I'm a married guy though, sorry about that. I'm married to a sugar mama. Simply means she has a job. Now I'm not unemployed. Are you leaving? You can't leave!
I just want to get my grandma.
I love you! Okay. Alright, it's fine. Chicken go. I'll miss you. Okay. Bye. I'm not unemployed, guys. I'm self-employed, and there is a difference. See, with unemployment, nobody pays you. With self-employment, I don't pay me. You can't buy that kind of freedom. You can't actually buy anything. Not without permission from your sugar mama. Christmas just happened. That was great. I was super excited to see what she got for herself. I was like, hey, baby, can I borrow $20 so I can buy you some of those sexy underwears? But then I realized that's a selfish gift, right? That's a gift for me. So I was like, can I borrow $20 to buy me some of those sexy underwears? But then I realized that's not a gift for anybody. Yeah, it's too bad about that. Does it bug me that she makes more money than me? Does it? No, it doesn't bug me. It doesn't bug me at all. I'm not bothered by the fact that she makes more money than me. It doesn't bother me at all. What do I have to do to prove to you that it doesn't bug me? It doesn't bug me. Actually teaching my son, you gotta find a woman with marketable skills and a high income earning potential. And I'm teaching my daughter, do not marry your brother, because his values are all wrong. Kids are racist, guys. Did you know this? Children are racist, and I blame Dora the Explorer. Dora the Explorer is making all children racist. Whenever my kid sees a brown person speaking, they just assume it's Spanish now. That's it. And we used to live in an Indo-Canadian neighborhood. Nice Punjabi lady was like, Sat Sri Akal, hello. And my daughter was like, hola. Vamanos. Swipe or not swipe, eh? We're watching hockey on TV, and my daughter's like, is that guy speaking Spanish? I'm like, no, that's PK Subban. It's English. Then she's like, hey, Dad, in India, this is a swear. I'm like, what? Like, what does that mean? And she's like, in India, this means this. I'm like, who's teaching you this? You're 7 years old, who's teaching you this? And she's like, Puneet. And Puneet knows because she's from India. And she's like, well, what was that? China. Kids are dumb. And then she's like, hey, Dad, all Indians can't blink. I'm like, you can't say that. First of all, we have, like, what Indians are we talking about? Are we talking about the Indians who are undercutting the trades, building big houses, and stealing all the jobs? Are those the Indians we're talking about? Or are we talking about the Indians whose lands, culture, and freedom we stole? Karma's a bitch! I don't know much. And then I'm like, how many Indians do you know that are having trouble with the blinking? She's like, Puneet. Like, but I thought Puneet was Chinese. I don't get it. They're making me dumber, the kids. It's true. But here's a true story. I would like to be brown. That's what I would like a lot. I do. I want to be brown. It's true. Your headliner tonight, he's brown, and I want to be just like him. I love him. I love him a lot. I want to be like him. I used to live in an Indo-Canadian neighborhood. Like I said, my favorite weekend of the year is Labor Day weekend, because that's when they celebrate their holy book, the Sikh holy book, and there's a huge parade, thousands of people descending into the neighborhood. There's food tents, I mean, chapati and naan and roti and sago butter fire and chaat and pakora and gobi pakora and paneer and samosas and the Punjabi delicacies of pizza and butter candy. Love it, so good. And these two Sikh gentlemen are standing at the end of our driveway pointing up at our house, and they're saying, "This is the only non-brown house in our neighborhood. Sorry for pointing." I'm like, they didn't know what to do with us. They didn't. Our friends, Jazz, like, our friends, the Jazzes, it was Jazz and her brother Jazz and his sister Jazz. Like, I'm sorry, just for a second. Like, if I go to your house, I knock on your door, your mom comes to the door, and I say, "Is Jazz there?" And she has to say, "Which one?" You have failed at naming, you're a nice lady, but you have failed at naming your children. Could you imagine if my father named my sister Clifford? This is Clifford Karn, and this is Clifford Preet. Like, my dad is Dutch, his name is Johannes, people call him Hans for short. If he was Punjabi, his name would be Jazz Hans. Okay! You're back. That's so good. But I was like, "Hey, Jazz, I'm like, teach me some Punjabi. I need to understand." And she's like, "Liv, you need to know this. You are Gora. You are Gora. Gora, you need to know this, means white boy." She's like, "Liv, you are Pagal Gora. You are crazy white boy." And if you're a crazy boy, crazy white boy, and you're here tonight, and you're hoping, and you're hoping to establish a relationship with a nice Punjabi girl, you gotta be careful how you flirt, okay? Because that's what they taught me. They say, "Hey, Cliff, if you want to flirt with a Punjabi girl, I'm married. If you want to flirt with a Punjabi girl, she'll kill you. It's okay if you say, 'Hey, baby, I think you're hottie.' That's totally fine. But if you say, 'Hey, baby, I think you're hottie,' you have just called her an elephant." Yeah. No, but I really like your trunk. I really like your trunk. I feel really bad for the lumbersexuals. Have you heard this term, guys? The lumbersexual? It's a hipster who wants to look like a lumberjack, but without doing any of the lumberjack activities, like chopping down trees or masculinity. Like, I mean, if your pants are that tight, it's gonna take more than a beard. So I've started an online dating service for the lumbersexual, and I've called it Timber. Are your relationships splintering? Are you tired of the brush off? Do you feel uprooted, like you don't have the chops for dating? Maybe you've been barking up the wrong tree. It's time to branch out, time to go out on a limb, because now there's a sliver of hope for you to find a new feller with Timber. Log in today. I would. Hey, thanks so much, guys. Enjoy the rest of your night. You're awesome. Let's give it up for your host, Mr. Chris Griffin.
Let's pray, everybody. One time.
Link.